Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Oops. Is it?
Dude, look, it's working.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dang.
Like maybe it's just like the shit in the candle, and these are probably treated with something. Apple's got pesticides.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
You smoke one dead man's weed, and this motherfucker losing it.
It's good stuff. That's the weed you find in the bottom of your sock drawer.
That weed is fucking cursed, bro.
It is cursed ass weed, dude. It's fucked.
It's grown on an Indian burial ground.
Maybe it'll heal that shitty elbow of yours.
Fucking cursed fucking dead man's weed out of an apple with matches.
It's not even a match.
It's a skewer
lit off of a smell my nuts candle.
Dude. We're living large tonight, boys.
Yeah, that's banana, right? Nut bread, coconut, and hazelnut.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 292. This is Jorge.
Hi, guys. This is Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Rhett.
Oh, we've reached.
How it goes. I'm Rhett. Yeah.
The year in review.
Yes.
Let me tell you, it was a shitty year. The end.
End of episode.
I don't know if you guys remember any of last year. You know, they fly by, you know, nothing real notable from 2020 really happened.
No,
nothing world altering at all.
No, yeah, it's this 2020 sucked.
God, it seems like just 30 years ago we were entering World War III and fucking Australia was on fire and
Kobe Bryant died.
Yeah, fuck, that was last year.
Yeah, dude,
there's so many of those.
Trump was facing impeachment charges. Oh wait, that's happening again. That's an annual tradition.
Yeah, it's Trump's being impeached yet again.
Yeah, huzzah.
So I haven't seen you guys in 2 weeks, but it feels like fucking like
almost 3 weeks.
Well, yeah, it feels like fucking dream time. Like it's been months because.
So yeah, we had to move an episode, and then that rolled into.
Canceled a week and then did a remote recording so we could do this episode live.
Yeah.
Hella live.
Hella live. Well, the time-honored tradition of getting to our bottom five movies and top five movies of the year is upon us.
Yeah,
we're just going to go right into it.
We're going to try.
Because I mean, like, this is a long episode.
Is there anything worth talking about before we get to it?
I mean, like, I feel like we should do the disclaimer, as always, that these are just our opinions based on the movies that we've seen, and it's not so much the best movies of the year, but our favorite. And if you disagree, we don't fucking care.
And if your movie ends up at the bottom as our least favorite of the year,
you have shitty taste. Deal with it.
Maybe you need to reevaluate your life choices.
Yeah. So,
speaking on
don't
those
fucking
terms,
at us, bro.
I care if you care, but I don't care that you care if I care.
So, got it.
Yeah. Right. Wait a minute.
Right.
I just want to needlessly complicate things.
And also, speaking of needlessly complicating things, COVID fucked up a whole bunch of stuff. So, like, these lists might be wonky because a lot of things that we think came out in 2020, sometimes say 2018, some of them.
Yeah.
Well, generally, we're talking about stuff that saw a stateside release in 2020.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to cross-check a couple things. I was like, the one that was odd to me was We Summon the Darkness. Mm-hmm. And I was like, was that 2020? That was 2020.
It says like 2018 or something, but we did it right when it came out.
Yeah, so it was
like
really June
of 2020.
Right. It made a debut at a festival 2 years before and found a distributor.
That's another one of the movies that I was considering. I watched a movie last night called Open 24 Hours because it said it was 2020. But then when I looked online, it said it was 2018. And
I think that still counts.
Yeah. It debuted at Telluride.
Especially considering how fucky this year was.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'll allow it.
Yeah, that's why I put, you know, The Exorcist is my film of the year.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, as it should be. This is the first time you watched it. It's a 2020 film.
Right. It didn't see stateside release till 2020. Wait a minute. Yes, it did.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. So,
was
there anything you wanted to address from 2020?
There's a lot. Despite things being a lot of fuckery this year with release schedules and whatnot, All of us adjusted to things. At the beginning of this year, you guys were doing more streamable movies like VFW and stuff like that. And I was actually kind of I was kind of miffed. Like, why are we doing all this shit that's fucking debuting on streaming? Well, the rest of the year was like, get used to streaming, bitch.
Yeah. Lo and behold, that's what we were clamoring for the rest of the fucking year. But, you know, what are you going to do?
And so this year, though, I became much more into the genre, actually, than previous years because I was scouring the fucking internet for release schedules and when things are coming out and different ways to keep up with what was coming out because you weren't getting the marketing the same or any of that. So there's actually a lot of, I actually feel like there's a lot of good stuff that didn't even make it in my top five. So hopefully we'll get to the, you want to address the runners up afterwards, right?
Yeah, we could do a little honorable mentions type deal.
Just so we don't, give away what our top fives are.
Well, and then we don't want to go long in the beginning and then have to rush in the end.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. Get it nice and hard and long at the end.
Right. Additionally, you know, as is our, is our tradition, we would like to thank all of our listeners this year, especially those folks who supported us on Patreon, because it was, despite everything that's been going on, the year was kind of ridiculous for us and Patreon, and the support was kind of overwhelming, and everybody on Discord from, you know, from your Moon Boys to your Jacob Metals.
Yeah, dude, King Sam.
King Sam.
Motherfucking Sam.
There's a lot of,
We got a brand new one too.
We do. We've got a new homie. Do you have the name? I do have the name. It's right here. I brought it up just in case you were going to ask me.
He gets the shout out on the best of episode, dude.
His name is Parker Dennis.
Yeah.
Or their name is Parker Dennis. I don't want to assume.
Yeah. Parker Lewis can't lose.
Parker Dennis can't lose.
Somebody from the Twitch stream. He subscribed like while he was watching the stream.
Well, that's hella tight. Welcome, Parker.
That's cool. Yeah. And, thank God for that Discord, man. Like having like a little community that we could talk to when all this shit popped off. Like
that being said, that was helpful. You know, there's a lot of people listening to it that aren't in Patreon and aren't in Discord. So thank you for listening.
Exactly.
And different countries and shit. Yeah. Sending us weird messages and shit. Sending us memes about Adrenochrome. I appreciate that.
Yeah. We appreciate you especially.
When in
Rome.
Adrenochrome.
Right. Yeah, everyone cool can contribute. If you can't contribute money, contribute any way you can. So Adrenochrome memes.
Send us a message. Give us a fucking review somewhere, anywhere. That's like one of the best ways you can support us that doesn't cost you a single dime.
Send us a picture of your dick.
Yeah. Do
wait,
that.
Wait.
I mean, no, yeah. Do that.
Okay.
Yeah, that we're okay with that.
As long as we ask for dick, I think we're okay.
Yeah. We don't want to go.
That works, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. We're in the clear.
Yeah.
Whew.
We're just being flirty. And big thanks to Cal G for fucking being amazing and doing our art forever.
Cal G.
And Mitch for all the artwork.
I can't wait to get that fucking Ripley thing painted up. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
This fucking
I jammed you up.
This
on that
fucking
one.
Monkey I'm over like, here.
I would assume it looks similar to the
original. What do you think it looks like? Good. And I'm like, I know he's fucking baiting me,
You know what? I had to restrain myself too.
I high-fived him over the internet
because you're all. He has the power to show me. I'm like, he has the power, dude. I wanted to be like.
I knew he was fucking spinning me up, and I go, I'm not gonna engage.
You did,
and
you
I did, and then I did, and then I fucking fell into the trap.
He has a way. This is what he does.
Because you said
this
you
is
said
what he does.
Really you think, and I'm like, oh, he wants to play. He wants you to play.
I know you wanted to do it last year, but I think this is what he does is probably the best meme of the year. I can't remember. I'm sure there's been 1,000 of them, but like
it definitely crept up.
Yeah, this is what he does.
Because it's so
the Adrenochrome. I mean, this is great.
This is what he does.
Yeah. This is what you do.
All right. Anywho,
whomever
they are.
Yes.
Oh boy. Well, let's get right into it.
Yeah.
So the normal way we do this is we do the bottom five first and we go kind of round robin around the table. And if your pick gets picked, then speak up and we'll skip to your next one after the fact.
Yeah.
I just blanked out everything you just said, but I'll just go with it.
All right, cool. All right. Matt, let's start with your fifth worst movie of the year.
My fifth worst movie of the year, I did not watch this year. I watched in 2019.
Okay, all right.
We're off to a bad start.
I watched in 2019 at the Telluride Horror Show, but it was officially released this year. or in 2020. It's called One Bedroom.
Okay.
I hated One Bedroom. It made me mad. Alia walked out of the movie. We all laughed at how bad it was. It was incredibly boring. And now people are, this is this year's Devil's Candy, where everyone's like, it's so good. And I'm like, you clearly have shitty taste in movies. One Bedroom can be watched on Netflix. If you like dumb stuff, go right ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Life in LA. Super fun.
Cool.
That's
it.
That's number five.
All right. What's your fifth worst movie?
I had to do a last minute reshuffling because I'm assuming you guys aren't. Well, either way, I had to do a last minute reshuffling. It was The Craft Legacy at number five.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. The movie's fucking awful. Don't
that
get
didn't
it.
Crack what? Your top five, huh?
Oh, it did.
Oh, I was going to say. He hates it more than I do.
It's my number three.
Okay.
He hates it much more than I do. And he thinks it's much worse. I think it's horrible.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's as horrible as Blade the Iron Cross, which is number five.
That's number five for you?
Blade the Iron Cross is completely fucking incompetent with everything the entire time. It doesn't have an ethos that I think is laughable, like Craft Legacy trying to do what it's doing with that shit. But that shit was awful, dude. They couldn't even use an actual fucking puppet.
You didn't like the man in the blade suit?
No. I didn't.
The blade in the man suit. Yeah.
If I did like it, it wasn't for the right reasons, right? You know, I love that actually. I thought that was great. It was hilarious, but I would never want to watch this again either.
Coming off of The Littlest Reich, like, God, that was a huge step in the wrong direction.
Well, and they finally give Blade his own movie.
Yeah.
And you said, Littlest Reich was like, it was, I didn't do the ep with you guys, but it fucking blue. It brought new life to the franchise.
It did. It was really fun. And
we had a good time with it.
I was excited to see where they were going to go because like,
and then,
yeah, it went a little tongue in cheek, you know, and it wasn't so serious. It just got really goofy and it's like, well, fuck. Well, yeah.
Sure, let's just fucking kill puppets, let's just, man.
Yeah. Christ. Kill everyone. Have a guy piss.
Use that as your bell.
Gling, 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 gling.
Yeah.
A quick call to order the,
what about you, Hul?
So, okay, I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to ask you this specifically because I know you didn't watch it. Does New Mutant count? New Mutants count?
I totally watched New Mutants.
Did you watch it?
Yes. Yeah, I actually liked it.
He defended it.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
it wasn't a bad movie. Okay, I watched 20 minutes. I couldn't finish it.
The New Mutants is my fifth worst movie of the year, only because here's the thing.
The
disappointment factor, because it had been talked about as, you know, this horror X-Men movie, which I was super stoked on. And then we started hearing about the production delays and the reshoots and the skibbity skibbity skew.
Skibbity bop.
And then we finally get our eyeballs on this fucking thing. And I am astonished at how bad it is. There are things that I wanted to do an episode on it, but I almost felt like it was sort of like such an inconsequential little movie because after all was said and done, it's lacking in any sort of substance and any sort of anything that it felt like it wouldn't be a good episode.
We could always get to the meat of the thing, though.
You're probably right. But yeah, man, Maisie Williams can't save this piece of shit.
She couldn't save Game of Thrones either.
That's a reference.
She was in a pretty good horror movie that came out this year called The Owners. It was a home invasion.
I have heard about that. Yeah. I heard it was pretty good, but yeah, dude, New Mutants, horror X-Men movie. It is not.
No, and Magic, that character, a missed opportunity because that's a badass character.
It is.
And that actress is fairly good. And yep. Her eyes are too far apart, but it looks hot that way. We've talked about that. So,
you know what? The further apart her eyes get, the hotter she looks to me.
Right. I just watched the trailer for The Queen's Gambit. And I'm like, God damn, her eyes are so far apart. I can't wait to watch this. You know what I mean? Wait a minute. So that's our first. We got Blade the Iron Cross.
New Mutant Blast.
No, just kidding. And then
One Bedroom.
And One Bedroom.
Okay, and I just barely, like I said, it made me kick out Craft Legacy because I do think the Craft Legacy is better executed.
The Craft Legacy sounds like a fucking, like a square cheese.
It's garbage.
Would you like the Craft single or the Craft Legacy?
It's like, ooh, Legacy.
Legacy sounds delicious. Thank you.
No, it's not. In the previous episode, too, I wouldn't be mad at what it's trying to do. It's just that it's not sincere about it and that it's all garbage. And it's like a Lifetime movie version of it. So, yeah.
All right, Matthew.
So my number four... God, what do you even fucking say? It's Verotica. It's so bad, but I feel
number four.
I feel like it could be one of those movies the that Fanatic? Really grows on you over time, but like
only because it's so bad.
Yeah, no, it was so bad. I don't even want to watch it again. Like the fucking whatever the little spider strangler guy was hilarious, and then everything after that just went to complete shit.
I almost put it on my list, but I nixed it because it was not even really a movie for me. Like it was just such a.
I'd say that qualifies.
What do you mean? Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that bad?
That's why you you're beginning would add
to like reclassify it as what it is.
Yeah,
that's why. If anything, it would get the Fanatic Award, but it's my number two.
Number two. Wow.
We do have to think about the Fanatic Award. That's right.
Oh,
dude. Well, we didn't have to. If it was, that would be it. But
no, dude. Yeah, saw Gods of No Mercy. That would be it.
Well, no,
because it's Gods of No Mercy isn't so good that it's bad.
Verotica is all-time badness, I will say, because of his special pedigree. It's fucking Danzig.
Yeah.
He's like swinging for the fences with a low budget. It's fucking, it's just bonker. The ideas are, he has utter fucking trust and freedom to do whatever he wants with his low budget.
He has limitless freedom.
And it just shows how fucking corny he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when you're 20 and doing it in the Misfits, it's like, okay, it's cool. Like we get, the neck break. That's just
the neck break hair.
That's what I mean. I want to watch it again after a year of watching other bad movies in the room, like 40 plus times. Like now.
You know I'm what, ready. Dude? Maybe at the end of 2020, it wouldn't have been so bad because we were like, bro, at least, you know, something came out. I mean, fuck it.
No, we're just dragging ourselves across the finish line at the end. Like, but you know, I think it came out like right at the beginning of COVID. So that's just like an extra kick in the dick.
Maybe it was what started COVID.
Yeah. The only reason it's not first for me is because at least it's eccentric compared to what is number one, which we'll get to later. But I mean, Danzig also released an all-time bad fucking album this year.
Hell yeah.
The Elvis covers. I'm sorry if that's not your opinion.
So Turk put that on when I was getting my leg tattooed, and it was so bad. But he loves Danzig. Like, you do not badmouth Danzig in Turk's presence.
The session drummer or whoever he hired to even play those songs is not even like on the downbeats. Like, it's like Verotica. Like, it's like the cameraman's not holding the camera right. The drummer's not keeping time right. Like, it's like that. It's like, dude.
Maybe we just don't get it. Maybe it's like just that, so avant-garde.
It's like third graders with a metronome could do this better.
Hell yeah.
That's
all right.
That's special.
Quarter flute.
What's your fourth?
Fourth. It's a film called The Turn.
Oh.
Turn.
I don't think I've seen The Turn.
Turning.
The Turning. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, The
Turning. Oops. The Turning. Based on The Turn.
Like, it's so bad I couldn't be bothered to remember its name.
The Turning of the Screw that was The Innocence. They made a film called The Innocence in the early 60s. And then later this year they did Bly Manor, which is based on the same source material. This movie is fucking
so much better.
The movie is fucking awful. The lead actress who's been good in stuff like Blade Runner 2049. I mean, I sent you guys video I was taking of her faces while I was watching in the theater.
You did.
Yeah, because I was just like, dude, what the fuck kind of face is that? But it's fucking awful, and it tries to be super artsy. And it fails, and it tries to do mindfuck shit at the end. Do you remember the end,
Are we
Matt?
Still talking about Verotica?
No, The Turning.
Oh. Because
you watched it like 2 weeks ago. They're leaving. They're trying to escape, and then it pulls back, and it shows like the book. Like them leaving turns into the cover of the book, and then it shows her like in a mental ward and goes inside her eye. And it's like, this is not how you do mind fuck.
Yeah, no,
this is not how you do it.
I don't even know that I made it that far.
The ghost weed is fucking you up.
No, I don't think I made it that far.
All right,
like that movie was bad.
Yeah,
like, but it's not like
you're like, when's something gonna happen of like substantial and not just absolutely ridiculous?
Never.
No. See, well, an hour, and you look, and it's like an hour has gone by. Like,
I think I said this last week, but like, I'm so glad that I saw Haunting of Bly Manor first, because if I would have known what was going to happen because of that shitty movie, I would have been really bummed. But
yeah. It might have been interesting.
Infinitely better.
All right.
Yeah, that's my number four. And it's awful, dude. I hope you watch it, Jorge.
I will. Probably not.
Okay.
I'm starting to think that I know what number one's going to be.
So my number four was something we watched very early on in the year. The fucking Grudge remake, man.
Yeah, that's right outside the top five.
Man, oh man, that thing was
fucking awful.
Wow. Yeah.
I remember my review said it was one of the most boring and lazy movies I've ever seen. But that, fuck, that feels like 7 years ago.
You know, the only good thing about that is that they committed to killing a baby. Well, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
They stopped short of killing a baby. That's why I hate it. Mm. Kill the fucking baby. Don't be
always kill the baby. We've been saying that for years.
Well, one of the good things about it, personally to me, is what's the name of the old lady in it?
Oh, my bitch!
Right, that did birth
the old white bitch.
Because Matt's like, oh, just she's always old white bitch, and then so then it
was that where that started.
Well, yeah, because then it came in text, and Jorge said he read it like fucking cold hard bitch.
I heard that song the other day, and I laughed my ass off.
Right, so if I went out, yeah, I've heard it only twice last year, and it was like, damn, that's good.
Damn, that's where old white bitch. Started. Damn, yeah, that, old dude, white that was bitch a, might be better than this is what he does.
I think I think old white bitch is the is
that's way.
Well, better. we'll talk about the meme of the year.
It's great too because it's so in the zeitgeist because of all the Karen shit. Like it's like we're right with the zeitgeist.
Yeah. One Lin Shaye is like the ultimate old white bitch.
Well, her and Barbara Crampton.
Yeah, she's the penultimate old white bitch.
Fuck them both.
She's getting there.
So, all right. Yeah. You're number four? No. You already did your number three.
Number three. My number three was The Craft. I hated it. I hated everything about it.
Yeah.
Heavy-handed, fucking super woke, and it just does it all bad.
But not woke.
But not woke. No, like but the not least woke.
Yeah. But David Dutch Oveny.
Dutch Oveny.
There you go.
That's great. All right. Number three.
Number three is a little film called Fantasy Island.
That was my number three.
Fantasy
too.
Island is fucking unbelievable. Just how bad it is.
Oh man.
It's I wouldn't say borderline incoherent. It is fucking incoherent. I would love to hear the director trying to, you know what? I should probably watch the director's commentary.
Yeah.
But he'll end up talking about like all these other decisions than the plot.
Just tweet at him. Just tweet at him.
I don't know, man.
He's going to get blocked on Twitter, dude. Account suspended.
Do it from the Who Goes There account.
And that's not to say it's not competent. It's more competent than something like Blade the Iron Cross with technical things like how a camera moves it because it costs significantly more.
Yeah.
But this is a film where the mentality behind it, like the pure cynicism and disrespect for a fucking audience is just blatant. Like they're, you know, the people making it are either fucking idiots or they think the audience are fucking idiots or both. And they're right. So
we're all morons together.
Well, I mean, in this case, you know, but yeah, when people talk shit about Blumhouse, this is what he does. Right. So like Blumhouse also released Invisible Man this year, but right next to it was fucking Fantasy Island. So it's really playing both ends of the fucking field there.
All right. Well, yeah, that was my number three. So we can skip on to number two.
So I put this one at number one just on pure like reasons. I'm dropping it to number two because I feel like it's a wasted pick because it's definitely not going to be on your guys' list. And I feel like we're going to have a unanimous number one. So
you might.
In spirit, this is my number one, but it's a little film that came out and I kind of hate doing this because like, you know, they're members of the horror community, but it's a film called Powerbomb. It's a movie made by...
This is what he does.
No, what? Because I watch a lot of shit. I watch underground stuff.
And you don't
stuff.
Mention it on a show. You do every week.
Oh, no, I've mentioned this.
I think he did mention Powerbomb. I'm just impressed that it's Powerbomb, on his top bottom five. Dude,
okay, so Powerbomb pissed me off for a lot of reasons. One, I've been waiting for this movie for years.
Oh, I remember this now.
Two, it's got a wrestler, Matt Cross, that I really dig. And it's done by members of the horror community, Zach Schildwachter or something, and BJ Collid. I don't know their last names, but it's something along those lines. So I was very optimistic. I'm like, they're big wrestling fans. They're big horror fans. Like they write horror reviews and shit like that. And it was just a fucking slog, dude. It was supposed to be just bloody and violent. And it was just boring. And I hated it. And even the wrestling was boring. And for me to like watch a horror movie about wrestling and not like the wrestling, the horror or any of it, like, that's just really fucking
that's just a mistake.
And I've been waiting. So it just like didn't live up to anything that I had hoped it would. And I really wanted to make it my number one just because of how fucking disappointed I was. But Powerbomb.
Powerbomb. I fucking
Powerbomb.
Never
power
even
bomb. Watch it.
See, oh, but wait. Like that would have been a wasted number one. So like I feel like moving it to number two.
Okay.
My number two was Veronica, and that would have been number one, but it's just, again, at least it's eccentric, and I could watch it again to laugh.
Huh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, so my number two is We Summon the Darkness.
It was horrible. I hated it.
You hated them. That's everything he hates, though.
Holy fuck, dude. There are times when we watch a film for this show where I'm like, all right, well, okay, it's this movie's not for me, dude. Just fucking sit there, watch the host, and don't think about it too much. But brother, every time fucking Satanism is brought into a movie, I'm instantly like on high alert because I'm like, well, how are they going to fuck this up this time?
Make it a little too fucking cute.
It's too fucking cute, man. What? Like, you've got a pretty decent cast. Visually, it's not like terrible. Like, you know, Rhett was talking about Fantasy Island. Like, there's some competency going on here.
Yeah.
But my God, how do you end your
editing? They're playing with the metronome on the beat.
Yeah. How do you end the editing cycle and you're like,
That's it. We've got it. And then it's
We Summon the Darkness and you've summoned nothing.
That's also one where people were disproportionately kind to it. You know what I mean? Like, we're giving our opinions, right? But yeah, if you look on like the review aggregators, like Rotten Tomatoes, it's got like an 81 or something.
It's fucking bonkers. If you like that movie, I'm sorry, you're an idiot.
Like, why?
Devil's
candy all over again, dude. I don't get it.
People are dumb.
Well, I mean, there's certain ones that stick out where we're dumb too.
No, that's why we have to do these shows.
No, but it's odd because all three of us didn't like
that.
All three of us didn't like that. So I think maybe they were just being nice because it was satirizing 80s fucking hypocrisy. Or something? Is that why it's good?
Or maybe like, it just checks all their little hipster boxes.
Well, I mean, it was trying to say some things about feminism.
Saint Maud would check
and it was
the
trying to say
boxes.
Some things about male ego and blibbity blobbity bloop. But like, fuck off, man! Like, come on. There's much more truly woke things happening in 2020 that we don't need some silly fucking horror movie to tell us how shitty we are as you know, a gender. Please.
A gender.
How dare you?
Gender.
Gender?
Did you assume all of our gender?
I assumed all of our fucking gender. I'm sorry.
So wait.
Matthew? All right. It's time for number one.
Should we do it on three?
All right. Let's see.
Because I'm guessing we all have the same.
All right. Let's see. Because we may not. We may not.
All right. One, two, three.
The Mountain Kings.
I mean, Mountain Kings.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, right.
Tenet.
Yeah, Tenet.
Fuck you guys.
Forward, backwards, it's the same. A boring ass movie.
After Midnight.
Did you catch that forward it was 10 and then backwards it was 10, dude? Fuck.
Bro, it beats in the middle. Fuck.
Anywho.
This is where I get real quiet.
Yes, that's why. No, I'm not gonna keep going. Dude.
Mountain Kings. You can go listen to our whole episode on that shit, but like, yeah. As Coop said, just because you have $100 in a video camera doesn't mean you need to make a movie.
Hey, here's the thing.
Well, we're way ahead on this, because I guarantee you, this will pick up.
We're gonna
up.
Be way ahead on this for like 30 years.
We have, yeah. Unknowingly to them, probably we've probably given this quite a bit of exposure.
Maybe
compared to what it. I mean, well, I'm just saying. I mean, even if it's like 10 people, because like you said, no one had fucking.
There was like 135 views or something. Maybe it was like 1,000.
130 views.
They have not yet come into their views.
They had not at that point. That's for damn sure. But,
I mean, there was. What is there in that movie? Like, I don't understand, because like, as somebody who loves really violent, low budget, like gory shock film, that's none of
they
the
spent.
Above.
You know, the
that's
problem
what
is,
they were going for, and it's not doing.
The problem is they spent all their money recording in a fucking an actual video store when they could have just spent some money on.
Well, and they had no
effects.
Anything.
Yeah, they had no know-how with executing gore. Well,
they knew how to make it almost 2 fucking hours
dude,
long.
Which is fucking amazing.
Is it? Because it was a
I
lot
don't mean
of
in a good way. I am amazed, though. That it's like, how did they make it this long?
That movie's a 15-minute short tops.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and, absolutely.
Yeah, it's just... It's so bad. Like, there's nothing redeemable there.
That's why, like, Veronica is...
I mean, that's not true. There are some boobs.
Veronica is, like... Fucking bonkers, like, again, eccentric in how bad it is.
Yeah.
This is just fucking shitty, though.
At least, you know what? At least Verotica gave us Spider-Goro. And I can appreciate that.
I'm going to fuck you in the ass.
First 20, 30 minutes of Verotica, like, I will watch that again, but beyond the 30 minutes.
For I am tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not watching Mountain King.
Then take a nap. No, never. Fuck no. I had a hard time even finishing the original viewing. Like, I wanted to stop. So many times. I think I did, actually.
Yeah,
I think
broke
after
it up.
20 minutes, I had to stop.
I unfortunately have to do that in my life where I have to break up a movie and, like, you know.
I bet that helped.
A couple few chunks. This one took, I think the Mountain Kings, because it was nearly 2 hours long, took me 4 days to finish.
Yeah.
And every minute of it was a fucking slog.
It's so bad.
I'm all for making a post about this being the worst film of the year, so I think we should do that.
Just give them more attention.
We should find
all that's
them.
Gonna do is make these I fucking dorks want to watch that movie.
Well, good.
The problem is that, you know, when people hear us lampooning a fucking, did I say lampooning?
Yeah.
You fucking dork.
Because you're 40 now, dude.
The problem is when people hear us ripping a movie like this apart, they want to gravitate towards it. And I don't think that this movie even deserves that attention.
Like Escape from Tomorrowland, like that was at least weird and zany.
Verotica deserves that attention. So yeah. You could see how fucking bizarrely bad it is.
Yeah. But like this, there's just nothing.
Even if you don't watch the whole thing.
It's like it's like the limpest dick of all of our movies that we watch.
But they just
year.
Keep insisting on trying to insert it.
Yeah. It's like
they're
when
you're
like,
no, when no, you, it'll work. It'll once it's in there, it'll harden up. No, it doesn't. It just lays there and does nothing for an hour and 48 minutes.
Yeah, man, I'm with it. Unless if you guys agree, worst movie of the year.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hands down.
I already like, hands down? I do agree. It's number one.
Like yeah.
On mine.
All right.
I mean, power bomb in spirit because of how mad it made me. But like, at least that had Matt
Verotica
Ross in
will
it.
Be legendary for its badness. Barely anyone's heard of this fucking piece of shit, and that'll probably stay that way for a good while, if not forever.
Yeah, so. And I know people.
Verotica will not be as obscurely.
And I know people are going to get down on us because it's a low budget thing, and it's. But
doesn't matter.
But like, exactly,
we've done low budget shit here, and we've done two of the August Underground films, and we found some merit at least in like the filmmaking or in the the delivery or something.
The feel of its realism,
we couldn't find it. Anything and like this, like for something that's going to be this low budget, your camera was too nice. I'm just going to say that. Like it's a fucking high def camera and you're trying to make things look grungy and dirty and you're trying to be bloody and have the money to make the effects look real. So you need to not use such a fucking clear shot.
If the big point of a movie like this is to get you to feel like you're watching something you shouldn't be seeing, that's
which
where,
is a big thing for Matt.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Which, well, that's the only reason that validates this kind of film. And that's also what it makes it deplorable. But it's like, well, they did it. Like August Underground and Pig and stuff like this. This is a film where people get hit with a sledgehammer to the face. And it's like,
it's like a glancing blow.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with their face. So this is not.
That's not good.
That's unacceptable. That's just not going to work.
All right. Well, fucking the Mountain Kings. Worst movie of the year by fucking
nice
far.
Try
a bad
and
name.
Like,
they use the song. It's.
I appreciate your efforts. You know, keep it up
or don't.
Yeah.
No, you can stop.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool. I know Kevin Smith got his start in low budget.
Yeah, but he had something to
cinema.
Say too.
Don't. You can stop. You can stop. Or else you'll end up like Kevin Smith, mired in mediocrity for the rest of his fucking life.
Wait a minute. All of a sudden, you're gonna attack Kevin Smith? He's like the patron saint of Kevin Smith.
He is, it's true.
Didn't you go to see?
He did.
He's getting mad.
He also dressed
this is revenge
Kevin,
for what you said
he
about
also dressed
and
as Kevin Smith a couple different times.
A couple different times.
Yeah.
You've mythologized this man.
Yeah. I told him that when we first started hanging out. I'm like, yo, you like hockey? You should definitely wear a hockey jersey because you kind of look like Kevin Smith. He's like, I actually have before.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Hey, Lunchbox. I
mean, you know, Kevin Smith, Uncle Creepy.
Got him.
That face. That was good.
All right. Do we need to do anything before we get to
pee?
We're going to take a quick break. You're going to hear
me going pee.
Matt going pee, probably.
Yeah.
Psst,
be right back.
Psst.
vagina in her pussy.
I'm regretting ever bringing Red on the show, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know me too. That was all you. I brought Chris. You did this.
Well, I mean, look, people enjoy this. Yeah. Whatever this is.
All the Francophiles.
People that like France, dude?
I like Franks.
Hey, dummies, guess what?
We're back.
We're back.
We're back.
Time to settle into your views.
It's time to settle into top five for the year.
Our top five views.
Do we need to be told about them Patreon first?
We already talked about them.
Oh, yeah. At the beginning.
But go to patreon.com/whogoesthere podcast. Anyway, you can get exclusive content, bonus episodes. You get the episodes early and like some other shit. So go there and help us keep doing this shit.
Go on now, get to
www.gonenow.get.
That's probably they probably won't find it if they look that up.
Do we have to fucking buy Go On Now Get?
Dude, if they ever have a dot get, I'm gonna do
dot
go on now dot get.
I'm looking it up.
Now. Top five can wait.
It can wait, actually. Dot get website. I bet that's a thing.
It's probably for like online stores.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Well, we'll look it up later.
It's got to be .git, G-I-T.
Although www.goonnowget.com sounds okay, but goonnow.get
would be way
incredible.
Better.
Wow.
.git.
Wow, wow, wow. Riggedy Rhett?
Yeah.
Let's start with you, Hummy.
Have you settled into your views?
I've settled in, brother.
All right. I had to make some last minute changes. Ladies and gentlemen and non-binary and carbon-based life forms.
And non-carbon-based.
Non-carbon-based.
So don't forget the non-carbon-based.
Well, and also our definition of what we call life is pretty myopic.
Did you just assume my matter, bro?
Did you just assume my sentient being?
Did you just assume my dimension, bro?
Did you just assume that I was even alive?
No.
Did you just assume my Hadron Collider-ness, dude?
No, but seriously, look, I want to have a serious... What we call life is pretty myopic. It could be any... Never mind.
You mean it's waking life?
Hey, that's a good movie. I have to make a last-minute change because these guys here in the house...
All these knives, man.
All these guys, man. They said there's no ties, which makes sense. So, this... my fifth place was Alone.
Oh.
Great fucking movie.
Oh, I didn't even put that on.
Highly recommend that fucking movie. But it's no longer number five. My number five is a film that I talked about on previous episodes called The Wolf House. It's a Chilean film. The Wolf House.
Wolf House.
Not The Wolf of Snow Creek, which I enjoyed, but not that. It's a Chilean film. It's stop motion animation. It has to do with these kids that are escaping this oppressive cult in Chile. And they're chased through the woods by a fucking wolf, and then they get to a house, and the house is apparently haunted. So they're not having a good time. And
no good time having kids.
It's unlike
no good time
any animated film I've ever seen. It's one of the best things I've seen this year. I don't know if it's one of my favorites outright that I've seen this year, but within the genre, it's completely different than anything I've ever seen. It was made available stateside the beginning of December. So it's available on Amazon, and it's fucking great.
They would have got away with it if it wasn't for you kids.
For you meddling kids.
Yeah.
Fantastic movie.
All right, cool. Here's where the Jorge hate train begins. I was having a little bit of trouble with my bottom top five. Bottom top?
Yeah.
It was a choice between two movies, either The Hunt or Underwater. But having recently watched both, just to kind of confirm my thoughtiness on said films.
The choice between mediocrity and mediocrity.
I'm finna go with The Hunt for my number five.
Underwater didn't make it. Wait. Okay,
so here's the thing about my views on that movie.
It has more to do with your views.
It has more to do with my
he
views.
He settled into them.
No, so I think the problem with Underwater is I really, really liked it. And Ronnie also really enjoyed Underwater. It's a good movie.
And we were just talking about it.
Yeah,
I like the production design.
You give me the faith.
I just wish it wasn't dumb.
Yeah. I mean, it's dumb. It's dumb. It's okay.
That's okay.
I just wish there was more things happening in like the first like
wasn't
more,
so dumb.
Third, more not dumb, more not dumb things. So dumb. I feel like with The Hunt, I was more entertained throughout the film.
Yeah,
which is why it edged out edging. it edged out underwater for me for number
three. You ever edged underwater?
You ever been edged underwater, dude? Yeah. Hell yeah!
Does anybody have a coin by chance?
I have got to pick your number five like that.
That might work. Yeah, just go ahead.
Okay,
just go
ahead and flip heads it. One, tails two.
Yeah,
tails.
All right. My number five was His House. Now my number five is Alone because I completely forgot about Alone somehow, and that movie is tight as fuck.
And that's the last minute change then.
The only reason.
Because you just talked about it.
I somehow forgot. I got so caught up in like the movies that I like, you know, had to go back and find that I forgot about the one I've watched really recently. I know it sounds cliche to say, but Alone was a nonstop thrill ride from like minute two. It's fucking just go time. And
super minimal, super efficient the entire fucking time.
Yeah. His House is an incredible movie. And agreed. I'll probably watch that, you know, like one or two more times or watch it with Alia or something. I definitely want to watch it again. But Alone, I can see myself watching
Alone
several times. Like that movie is good. I've recommended that movie. Like I recommended His House to Rhett and maybe you, but like Alone, I've just been telling everybody.
Everyone.
You can't, yeah. Once you start watching it, you can't stop watching
it. Yeah, no, it's good. It's go time, like right from the beginning. And it's all so fucking satisfying. Like all of it. Love it.
All right.
True. Without, it's hard not to say things about it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying. I'm trying.
It's one where the little things are spoilers.
I'm trying to say as much as I can without saying anything.
It's absolutely one of those honorable mentions for me too. I mean, so we can get that out of the way. And there was like three Alones that came out. This is the one directed by, just so you guys. No, sir.
That's how we all felt this year.
Yeah.
I think, is his name John Hyams? He's the son of Peter Hyams.
John Hines, the ketchup magnate.
It's the good one. Look for the good one called Alone.
Yes. Just Google the good one Alone.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, because look, I'm looking up Alone, and it's giving me this other fuck up.
He just gave us his best Joker, yeah.
John Hyams is the director.
Hyam!
You don't want to look at the one where it has like a biohazard sign, and that I bet that movie sucks. Don't watch that one.
What if it's like super good?
Yeah, right? Well,
they should have got
I've already made up my mind. My mind is closed on this topic. This is the Alone I want.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
That's your wait, so that's your number five. That's
everybody's five.
That was my five.
Alone.
But the Wolf House snuck in there because I can't do a tie.
Okay, so Alone.
Wolf House.
Wolf House.
And
The Hunt.
Yep.
Cool. What's your number quattro, homeboy?
Number quattro is a film. It's another foreign film. This one from Sweden.
Sweden.
It's called Coco di
Coco Da. Oh, you were talking about Coco di Coco Da.
Very hard for me not to put this at number three.
Hell!
I just think.
No. Life goals.
This is one where I might actually.
Coco da.
Exactly. They do that shit, and it fucking stuck in my head for like 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, dude. 2 weeks. This is available on Amazon now, too. It wasn't for months stateside. And
2 months.
Matt saw it really fucking...
really early. Really early. It was supposed to come out in March, so I got a screener, and then it got pushed back to August, and then it got pushed back to like October, November.
Just a great movie about... a couple grieving. Well, I don't want to say, it's again where I don't want to say too much, but it's about them dealing with their grief, and they end up with a situation, a repetitive situation, where it forces them one way or another to kind of work through their issues or
not
keep repeating the same shit endlessly.
That seems like a theme throughout 2021, like the good movies.
It seems like a theme throughout all known existence.
Dealing with grief.
And it's that movie has some shadow puppetry, and I don't know why that shit's always so effective.
Yeah, in this one it elevated the film like complete.
Yeah,
it
elevated. That's what made that film great for me. Like the film was good, but like that shadow puppet shit was just like. Oh.
And just keep in mind, listeners, this is a film where Matt likes it very much, or if not loves it, mm-hmm. I love it, and we're not the same taste, but
even Matt is getting behind a film with shadow puppets. So I'll tell you, it is artsy, but it's not only artsy.
Yeah, it's good. Or else
it's not only artsy, it is also, fartsy.
It's also full of D.
It's also farts.
Mm-hmm. It's also absurd as fuck.
Okay.
It's wild shit with a tent.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that one. Coco D, Coco Da, and also Alone is
and The Wolf House.
I try to catch up, dude. I try to catch up on a lot of shit like the last 2 weeks, but it's too much. It was too much.
Two movies from 2020 every week. That's my goal for this year.
I think you'll respect The Wolf House. I don't know if you'll enjoy it. I don't know. No, because the flow of it's different.
How dare you?
I don't know, bro.
How dare you?
How dare you?
I just don't know, man.
Speaking of things, how you not dare. So my number four. I know, dude, it's a fucking Blumhouse movie and it's big Hollywood thing.
Fantasy Island.
And it's fucking, yeah, it's the thing that it's the obvious choice. I really enjoyed Invisible Man this year.
I really enjoy it, it's my number three.
Okay, good. It's so not on my list, I think that if you're going to do high budget horror sci-fi, this is how you do it.
Should have sucked given that they've done this before so many times.
Right.
Yeah, but now they did it right. Cruise mummy movie.
Well, it also helps that your lead actress has been in a dystopian, TV series.
Oh, Mad Men, yes.
Yes, Mad Men. And so she kind of knows the temperament of how, that dread and that sort of, that feeling of being trapped in, how to emote that more. So I really, really enjoyed Invisible Man. And, I know, dude, Blumhouse is a fuck and we...
No, but like, if you're a fuck and you do something good, then like, cool, good for you.
Get out of Blumhouse. They're doing stuff that's going to be marketable. And sometimes what's marketable is good.
Yeah. When we watched Invisible Man, little did we know that that was going to be like the last movie we saw in theaters.
Pretty much.
Of the last ones for a while. And so
you saw The Hunt.
I saw The Hunt.
I was supposed to see it the day everything shut down.
And then I took the ultimate risk when I went to empty theaters to see Tenet. Yeah.
That was a mistake in itself.
It's hard to get.
Just watching Tenet at all.
No. He likes it more than that. He's just fucking with me now.
It's just too cute.
It's too fucking cute, man. No, I do enjoy Tenet. I'm just kidding.
Kind of doesn't think it's
no, I just like to fuck with the red.
Sound design is awful.
It. I mean, bro.
You watched it, Matt?
No, I didn't watch it. You had to watch that shit.
Bro, I know like motherfucking movie nerds are going to be like, what you don't understand is that the sound design is intentionally obtuse because that's how your eardrums would operate in reverse time. Fucking live with it.
I don't think that was.
Anywho, no, I'm just kidding. No, it's not a thing. No,
Man, when they're out on the boat in the middle of the water and you can't hear a goddamn thing they're saying, I'm with you, man. I'm just like.
I like that this is a mini review across this whole episode of Tenet. I love it.
I'm just like looking at Sophia, like, what? Like, I don't care, but what? I've already decided to love this, but yeah, I can't not. Like, dude,
I've hyped it up so much.
Rhett can't come on the show and be like, guys, you know what? Tenet sucks.
No, it didn't suck, though.
No, it did not.
Look, among all, it's a common thing with some of his movies, Nolan's movies. In this one, he really ramped up the sound issue, though.
I liked the
scores in the back of them talking, like drowning. It's like,
yeah, it's good stuff.
I'm like, yeah, fuck, they're talking. I want to hear that. So I'm like, okay, he's saying that what they're saying is less important than the overall atmosphere.
That's good. See, there it is. And that's what he does. Not him, but Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, it is what he does. He leaned into a little too much here. Because if you're going to give us what the fuck's going on, we need to hear what's going on.
All right, so moving on from Iron Man, moving on from Invisible Man, Matt Smith, what's your next movie, bro?
I have a feeling that none of my top five are going to be on your guys' top five.
At least one.
My number four is a Polish horror movie that came out on Netflix called Nobody Sleeps Alone in the Woods Tonight. It's the fucking Polish Wrong Turn.
I was gonna watch that, it's and then I forgot.
Everything I want. Oh. Tits, blood, gore. Let's do it. It might not even have tits, and I don't even fucking care.
I don't even remember.
It was awesome. It was a fucking violent bloodbath. Just mongoloid fucking hillbillies just tearing people apart.
I'm here for the raid on the Capitol, basically.
I'm here for this. Oh, yes. Wow. Cross the table, high five.
Talk about views.
That's topical. Yeah.
We just lost 2/3 of our listeners.
Bye, Moon Boy.
They shouldn't be such snowflakes. You know, they should be able, you know. Yeah, definitely.
Kidding.
He's pretty quiet on the meme page these days. Yeah.
Florida man today buys a boat and almost dies.
Hey, he forgot to put the drain plug in. Nobody Sleeps in the Woods Tonight. First Polish horror movie I've ever seen. Probably first Polish movie I've ever seen. Real good. You like tits, blood, and gore? Get it.
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me, bro. Riggedy Rhett. Number three
is Invisible Man, as you mentioned. Yeah. And just to jump on that real quick, this is the guy who did Upgrade, which I enjoyed. Matt didn't like it. I know you liked it.
I did quite like it.
And I think what they did, I do want to say this, like what they did with making the Invisible Man trope with domestic abuse is fucking brilliant. It's a great thing. The way they handled that was great. The production design is great. The pacing of it, and also if there's a reason to have jump scares, a movie called The Invisible Man is it.
And what was nice,
it did them so good
with sound and all of that and everything.
With sound and just little flash. Dude,
that's what I mean. This movie fucks your central nervous system up. Like,
this movie just fucks,
especially when you get those little, like, what do they call them? Shimmers, kind of, where it's like, fuck, was that him? Did I see that? Was that just a reflection in a screen?
Also, like, I'm thinking about what a mess this could have been because it's so, like, all over the place, the plot. But he, like, reins it in, dude. Like, he reins it in pretty fucking well because a lot happens. And you got to explain that the suit is technology and that it's a bunch of camera. It's like, how's this going to fucking work? But it works, you know?
Yeah.
Hella works.
So that's my number three.
All right. So number three for me was initially a tie, but I'm going to rein it in because
that's what we do.
That's what we do. So my number three was going to be Mutant Blast.
Okay.
Only because
that's cool, dude.
It's number three or out of my top five. So I've got to kick it. I've got to kick it out, unfortunately. But Mutant Blast, that movie fucks.
That's number three?
No, it's not. Number three for me. Number three is Sputnik.
Said he didn't like Sputnik.
I said he didn't like it that much.
I liked it quite a bit. Yeah, no, I rewatched it again just to reconfirm.
The second half was better for you.
My views.
Yeah,
I really, really like Sputnik, and
I'm just kidding. I just smacked myself.
Yeah, that was abrupt.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the idea.
I'm curious now because we called Sputnik, we called Invisible Man.
Yeah.
Fucking The Hunt.
I think we were 50-50 on The Hunt. We definitely thought Underwater was going to be in there.
Yeah, we did.
So now, like,
Who knows?
I'm a little curious about these top two.
Well, he's obviously got VFW as number one.
Oh, VFW is definitely...
And Bliss is number two.
Bliss is number two.
Bagels. How did you not put Bliss on your bottom?
That was last year, bro.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, I saw it on a 2020 list. Was that last?
No, that was last year.
No, we watched that last year.
Okay, I saw it as a February release.
Yeah. We just saw that earlier than some people.
I did hate that shit, and that was on the list. I really enjoyed that movie quite a bit. All of it. All of it. Give me more fucking aliens invading.
Mutant Blast, definitely one of the runners up for me.
Yeah. All right. Number two, Matthew.
My number three.
Number three?
My number three.
Oh, we're right. Because we're still. Yeah.
My number three is After Midnight. I love the shit out of that movie. It's a great movie. Bye, nerds. I've watched that movie a few times. It's still great, you know. Like, I really enjoy the way that Jeremy Gardner writes characters. I don't think the movie needed Henry Zebrowski, but I thought you said
you've never seen a Polish movie.
Boom.
Bang zoom.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's real great. I love the dynamic between the two characters. I like, you know, I'm a fucking sucker for love stories.
It's and a fucking love story,
this
dude.
This song single-handedly put Lisa Loeb's Stay in my like top songs of 2020 on Spotify. So thanks for that. Yeah, I think if you...
Y'all make fun of me for fucking Underwater.
Dude, I'm here. Dude, I'm but here.
Come to- on.
Hey, I mean, it's the movies that I like. I'm not saying it's the best movie of the year, but it's one of the ones that I enjoy the most.
It's easily the best horror film of this century after Midnight. Definitely.
I mean,
terrifying.
It's The Fanatic.
I fucking knew he was going to pull this out of his hat after Midnight. I'm just glad it's not number one.
Of course it was going to be on there.
Well, it didn't have to be, Matt. You could have reassessed your views.
I didn't want to.
Especially because there's shit that's come out.
Well, yeah.
Shit. Shit. You picked this movie with all this white privilege in it, dude. Like, can't believe you just did. Oh, shit. Okay, never mind.
Number two.
That's something.
Is it my number two?
Yes, number two, brother.
It's a film by... He directed a movie not that long ago, called The Strangers. And this year, he did a film called The Dark and the Wicked.
Interesting.
And I think this movie fucks hard, and it almost made... Damn near made number one.
Well, I'm finna stop you, because that's my number one.
Good. And I'm pretty sure it's Matt's number two or one.
No, I didn't put it on my list.
What? You decided to just go to do complete fuckery?
So I didn't put it on my list because when we were talking last week and I said I didn't remember a single thing about it, I'm like, well, fuck. Like, I remember I liked it.
Maybe that's because of you and not the movie.
Whoa.
I didn't remember it. So I was like, okay, well.
And you didn't rewatch it?
I didn't have time to. But, like, I agree, that movie fucks, but for me to have watched it so recently and, like, just remember bits and pieces of it, I guess it didn't fuck me.
You need a different approach to
honestly,
life.
Honestly, I'm kind of in disbelief.
You just threw on Alone just because I mentioned it now.
Yeah. Yeah, because I had a lot of fun with Alone, like, and I remember Alone, like.
Yeah. Bros. Yeah. So this was a late entry for me. I caught up on this. Very late in the game. Yo, what? How is... What?
Yeah.
It's fucking good.
It's good.
It's real good, bleak, but I don't remember it.
It's so bleak. Like, it is... It's so good. The idea, too, that it's like... I don't know if you... Yeah, I'm sure you... I wish we'd done an episode on it.
I wish now too, yes.
Yeah. I feel like we still can.
Because there's a lot there.
Because it's coming to Shudder real soon.
There's a lot there in subtle ways. It doesn't pound you... About belief, you know? Like, the nurse has... The nurse comes in and she has the stuff with Jesus on it and stuff like that. And it's like, well, if you have that, you're inviting the other side too. Like, if you have this shit, you have the other shit.
Well, not only that, like, you know, the idea that none of your belief allows for any protection.
Exactly.
That's the best thing, because despite your views.
Yeah. The technical reality of this shit, of the power of it.
Yep.
And of the inevitability of the dark and the wicked, which is what? Death? I mean, what is it?
And not only death, but madness before death. That's the best part of it, because not only do you die, you literally lose your fucking your humanness before you go. It's incredible.
The guy gets home, the brother, after trying to run from the situation, and then he sees his fucking, you know, I don't want to spoil this for anybody if you haven't seen it.
Go watch
I feel like you're spoiling it for me.
That shit was fucking mean. And also, there's some just great horror stuff, like the guy in the trailer who blows his head off, and how the chick appears to him and she's like moving. That was just like good old fashioned horror movie tricks.
Yep.
And
that's another movie where the jump scares, very few are in there.
And well earned.
Super fucking earned. I was kind of bummed out that I had waited as long as I did to watch The Dark and the Wicked, but fucking... Ain't nobody got time for that.
I like these subtle hints too, like just these bleak shots of the American flag all washed out in the sun. It's like, what are you trying to say, bro? And then like the end, the end initially, when I watched the first time, it didn't hit me quite right. She screams and then it pulls back and goes to the credits. I'm like, is that right? But then, so I actually rewound the last 10 minutes and took it in again immediately. And I'm like, that fucking ending's good.
Yep.
Because it's like, what else do you want?
It's hopelessness.
You want more gore or what?
Yeah.
Like, dude, it's already, you're already fucked.
Yeah, I've seen comparisons between this film and Hereditary, and they're apt. I would say like the comparison is probably, but I don't know, man. I think that the Dark and the Wicked is on a not even I want to say like on a whole other level, but I think that there are things in Hereditary that I'm like, I don't like that kid, and I fucking wish he would die forever. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, in the Dark and the Wicked,
there's less characters in it.
Everyone, I'm like, everyone is emotionally impactful that die.
Great performances,
yeah, across the board, fantastic. So yeah, that's my number one. So that's number two for you.
Yep.
So I feel like logically that's going to end up being the top of the year.
Well, but it's not even your top five. We'll talk about it.
Just based on points. I mean, I can guess what your number one is. And if that's your number one, like
there's my number one is definitely.
VFW. Well, guys, yeah. Okay, so
what's your number two?
So I was thinking about this, and again, it's one of those things where I either have to kick it out of my top five or it's number two. Yeah, number two. And this was something I watched recently. I thought Anything for Jackson snuck up there pretty well. It's either Anything for Jackson or Sea Fever. And I thought Sea Fever
was so good.
I think Sea Fever actually takes that spot for me because it's that right mix of like
more mature.
A little bit of sci-fi.
A little bit of
eyes exploding. That was
a good. little bit of eyes exploding. So yeah, I made my decision, and I think that
some old white bitch in it too.
I'm glad it's getting mentioned because as I went through my list, I was like, damn, I really wish I could put that on.
Strong runner-up.
Yeah, Sea Fever number two for me. Fantastic.
It's a high recommend.
Yeah.
My next two are the only two movies that I rated 5 stars the entire year. Number two is The Witch Subversion.
That was fucking good.
I loved the shit out of it. I think it's like... in like its home country, 2018.
But it was released stateside this year.
I thought we watched it last year. Oh, no, fuck, that would have been
February or March.
It came out early this year.
That probably would have been on my top five.
That movie is the fucking jam, dude.
You guys liked it more than I did. I liked it.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons I wouldn't put it in, even if I did like it more, was I know it's weird coming for me because I used to be on the opposite end, but now I'm uncomfortable putting it as a horror film. I'm like, yeah. I don't feel it. I get it has horror elements, but I'm like, I don't know about my top five for horror. It's a fucking action movie, a hyper violent action movie to me.
It is, but I mean, like, you know, I mean, I was gonna say if Stranger Things can be a horror film, I mean, but that also has monsters.
The Field of Dreams can be a horror film, then why not?
True, it's ghosts.
Yep.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That's true. That's my number two, Witch Subversion.
Okay.
It's so good.
Good flick.
All right, so you're number one.
South Korean film.
Do you know this? I don't know this.
I mean, you don't know this?
Go ahead.
He's the son of a guy named David Cronenberg. He made this movie.
Really?
Fuck yeah.
Of course, dude.
Fuck yeah. And it's going to age better. It's already, like, the third view is better than the second. The second was better than the first. Absolutely.
Cool.
Possessor, number one, huh?
Possessor's number one. Almost, Dark and the Wicked almost fucking took it, but... No, I'm
surprised it even cracked your top five, to be honest with you. Nah.
And look, this is the thing. We said it a little bit at the beginning. This is a year too where a lot of stuff was taken off the slate entirely. Like we didn't see Antlers come out. We didn't see Saint Maud. We didn't see the Green Knight, which Matt is gonna just shit on.
Hey man, did anybody watch
Antebellum?
No, I didn't. Put it on my list, but I thought you watched it and you said it was awful.
No, I heard it was awful. That's not a reason not to watch it.
I saw somebody put it recently as their number five of like
the year. I'm surprised. I honestly, not that I want to like critique your movie choices, but I just feel like you had enough bad things to say about Possessor that.
You should release that episode, dude.
Yeah.
Well, no. I know you enjoyed it, and I know.
Beyond enjoying it, I thought it's dealing with a subject that's really, really, it's probably the most, how the fuck do I don't even know how to phrase this. It's how much I'm preoccupied with it. Like, the idea of consciousness and all that is something I'm preoccupied with all fucking day.
I understand that aspect of it, but I also, at the same time, I'm like, but the idea is not that novel.
No, the idea isn't novel.
And so then by extension, at least to me,
what's done with it,
even the execution, I'm kind of like,
it's not just about the idea though, to me. That's what I mean. It's about the psychology that's done with the idea. Again, like, you know, it's not, there's plenty of movies with a novel premise. but what do they do with it? You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, you know, there's a movie called The Hidden in the 80s, which has a very similar premise to this, but it's not exploring the same stuff. Frankly, it's like, it has the same premise where people are hiding in other people's heads, but it doesn't do anything with it, with the psychology of it or the implications. Yeah. Like,
did you ever see Herman's Head?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like the same thing. I mean, that was kind of more like Inside Out, but still.
And again, it comes down to...
Did you ever read The Gunslinger,
for
bro?
A horror film, I too. Tried. Like, dude, I loved it. I loved how it was graphic. I loved the style of it. I loved the tone of it. I loved how it was shot. I loved the music. By the way, found out the guy who does the music for Kill List. So that was cool. That was weird. That was some fringe thing I found out. And it comes down again to me. Look, the thing that seals it for me is the climax. Where there's
it's usually what it seals it for me, yeah, too. Right.
Well, the fucking the layers of that last scene, that's really, there's nothing coming near that to me, except maybe Dark of the Wicked, as far as the layers of what's going on with the characters there, what's going on with her development, with her on, because it's not just like, oh, she kills her kids, so they make it look like a murder suicide. That's like layer one. That's like there's a lot of stuff going on there. And it says, I don't know, man. And I've never seen a movie deal with that again, too, where, again, usually the trope is if they're an assassin, oh, they're getting out of control because they're learning to really enjoy what they're doing. It's like in this one, they're like, yeah, they want her to enjoy what she's doing. And the idea, too, that she's more at home in other people than she is in herself.
She's got to relearn to be herself. That
well, because it shows how a more like the again like the self thing. I mean, maybe this is something if you suffer from disassociation, which but I know I sound like, you know, whatever. I'm a real subjective guy, as you know, but I like to consider things objectively from time to time. But my sense of self is pretty hazy sometimes.
It's interesting to me. I really appreciate a lot of what's happening in that film, but I ultimately
you got bored a few times. I know.
I just think that when you're talking about like that final scene and you're talking about the layers of, you know, her killing her kid, I go, well, yeah, but like,
seen a Serbian film?
No, but see, there's no.
I'm not talking about him killing a kid. How that's bad. I'm talking about.
No. I know what you're saying. The three layers. I know what you're saying, but yeah. Like, I go. I almost feel like it's too dumb for you. Yeah. Like I almost feel like I'm like,
it's simple.
It's like you're pushing up your glasses to a film that's kind of like,
well,
this potato.
It is simple. The thing is, it's one of those things that's, because we're not just talking about the film now. We're talking about the idea, what it's preoccupied with.
It's home stuff, right? Like you're talking about like what's going on in your own.
Exactly.
That I get.
It's stuff that's so in front of people's face, they think it's dumb to talk about. And it's like, it's not just because it's,
yeah,
it's the fucking seat of your entire experience is your subjective world. And there's not much to it empirically. You can't measure it. You can't even prove it's fucking there. And that's a spooky idea to me. And that's an important idea to me. And that's what I mean. That's a hard thing to explore. And so, I know that. So I mean,
so you feel like, I think what I'm finding out is that it's not so much the movie that's impactful for you is it's
what
happens after the fact in you processing.
For sure. The film keeps going after it's over.
I mean, that
happens to me with David Lynch movies.
That to me, I mean, if that's what made that movie number one for you, then fuck, I can't even say a goddamn thing about that.
Well, it also has some really, really, that's the thing. It's not light on, you know, it's a fairly brutal film, yeah. Also.
I agree.
I'm not surprised that's his number one, because he saw it in the theater, and then he was telling us for months, we got to do it, and like he wanted
to watch it. I wasn't that like that about it.
I'm a little surprised, because I feel like despite his positive on the film, I think that there was a little bit more like,
maybe. It was weird too, Harry, because I watched like Scanners right around when I watched it. So I'm watching the big Cronenberg stuff too. And let me tell you, like, dude,
bro, did you watch Existence, dude?
Well, I own it, dude. So that means something. Yeah, I bought it online.
Did you watch Viral?
I saw Viral, and that's what I mean. Like, when we did the episode, so people who didn't hear the episode, Viral, I wasn't that impressed with. I was like, why is You know, people often try to, not try to, they do what their parents did. And he's going to be a filmmaker. But I'm like, is he going to try to do body horror like his dad? Like, this is, like, why? Why would you do that? So viral, I like the idea. I didn't think, this is kind of the opposite. I didn't think it did much with the idea. I didn't think it developed much. This is a simpler idea. And it's a more abstract concept.
But it makes you, but for you, it makes you, there's more to process after the fact.
Right.
Because obviously, like, you catching a designer disease isn't going to be something you're like, oh, I'm really, like, into that idea. But the idea,
COVID. And it's not all completely complicated to process, but it's uncomfortable to process.
Yeah.
And for me, it's
important. I get it. I get it. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That to me, it's, and I'm surprised that it's, I would almost feel like this is, like, best concept of the year for you as opposed to best film. But well,
if the concept by itself could be just nothing. They could do nothing. Imagine if it was Fantasy Island with this concept.
Hell yeah.
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 I mean, like, it could be. You could just be like, my fantasy is to hop into somebody else's dome.
I have no idea what your number one film is. So
they went fucking hard abstract with that.
How do you, what do you think my number one
is? It's
Mutant Blast. I have it fucking tattooed on my leg.
See, it's just weird. A month or so ago, we're working out, and he's like, I don't know if it's going to be in my top five. Like, I love it, but I don't know if it's going to be my top five. I'm like, so you're the guy who gets a fucking tattoo or something on his leg.
He's subverting expectations.
Subverting your expectations. This is what I do.
He knocks out The Dark and the Wicked. He's like, dude, he's so unpredictable. He's like Trump. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just kidding.
The Trump of movies. The best.
So Mutant Blast, your number one.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
That was your number three?
Yeah.
Now I'm not putting it in there.
He kicked it out at number three.
Yeah, okay. I did kick it out. It was almost number three, but then it didn't crack the top five.
He put Sputnik instead.
Sputnik.
Definitely in my runners-up, Mutant Blast. We all really enjoyed it.
Yeah, Mutant Blast was super, super fun.
We did a whole episode on it, but, like, it's, you know, it's, zombies and monsters and blood and guts and stupid as fuck, and it's super
Dolphins fighting lobsters.
Let's
get serious.
If you don't have that. Hands, fucking, yeah. Like, man-sized rodents that spray acid milk out of their teats. Like,
that's what I do in the morning when I wake up. I spray acid out of my teats.
Hell yeah.
You gotta get rid of the evil.
Yeah, I want to get that checked out. but I mean, so it seems like Dark and the Wicked is number one, and I'm fine with that because that movie is incredible. But, like, when you guys were sitting there talking about it, I'm like, yeah, I didn't get any of that stuff. And that's cool. It's probably a movie I need to watch a couple times to, like, actually fully process.
I mean, but I don't necessarily want to force The Dark and the Wicked. I mean,
there's nothing. There's nothing else that was even
Invisible Man.
I mean, Invisible Man, but that was what your three.
No, Dark.
We don't want to hand it to Blumhouse.
The Dark and the Wicked is leagues better than Invisible Man. If we're talking different shit,
Invisible Man is definitely more ambitious. It's hard to corral all those. It's hard to follow those fucking ants.
Dark and the Wicked has a number two, a number one. I mean, so that alone,
and a not even thought of.
Well, that alone would be no. It's thought of.
Let's not forget about Possessor. It's on my short list. Could be the number one of the year from who goes there.
No,
Mr. Griffin, no. No, they're at shitty Google headquarters. I'm like,
Being Possessor is to you guys what After Midnight was to be.
Dark and the Wicked would have made my list.
Oh, so we all have our own. You've got fucking Possessor. He's got
After Midnight,
and I've got fucking Underwater. That's
you didn't fine. Have you it in top
you
five.
You didn't put Underwater on.
Yeah, but you're
reasonable.
I do love it.
Yeah,
I do love it.
Yeah, you know, I would make the argument for Witch Subversion, but it wasn't even on the list.
No, unfortunately not. The Dark and the D is just that thing is a fucking powerhouse.
That's a horror movie.
Yeah,
That's a straight up.
It's definitely the most terrifying movie I watched this year.
It's fucking,
his house is pretty up there though.
I feel like if I had watched a couple more films, we may have a bigger discussion to have in terms of, like, Alone and his house. But just in terms of what I've seen, I think The Dark and the Wicked.
What was that? I think it was like a French movie that we did that was on Netflix where it was like, you know, the family went away on vacation. Somebody else moved into their house. Yeah, that was 2020, right?
That was another two where it was released on Netflix stateside in 2020. So maybe even 2019.
Yeah, see, that's
that was good though.
I just had the thought of that one, and I was like, why didn't that pop up on my list?
No, and that's what, you know, going into the runners up, there's so much topical stuff now. Like, it was hitting critical mass a couple years ago with Jordan Peele's stuff, but there's a lot of topical horror now, and And I'm not mad about it because most of it, or a lot of it's very good. Like, that was very good. You mentioned his house.
Yeah, his house was great.
Was fucking great. And
that was one of the few movies I like where it's like a physical manifestation of something.
Or it could have even been both. I mean, yeah. What's the difference at one point? You know,
it's yeah, well, it's you can't tell.
It's fucking with you. It's fucking with you. Yeah. You know, like other like honorable mentions. It was hard for me not to put Swallow in.
Swallow
the top
was
five.
Real good. That was a contender. Swallow. Sea Fever was definitely a contender for me.
I liked the Mortuary Collection. I thought was
I watched that recently. That was really really good.
Right? Fun shit, huh?
Yeah. I mean, not to say I'm like it didn't crack the top five, but I think that like as a Tales from the Crypt
as a Halloween movie
analog, it was super fun. And also Clancy Brown, yeah. Is that the Mortuary?
Yeah, that dude.
He's fucking incredible, man. Everything he does, it's like...
Shawshank Redemption.
They gave him those little teeth, and I enjoyed the little teeth.
He was fucking great.
Yeah, he was fucking great.
And again, it starts out feeling like a Goosebumps thing with really good production values.
Yep.
And then it's like, oh, well, shit.
Yeah.
When that guy's D blows up, I mean...
Dude, amazing.
Yeah.
I would be remiss not to mention Color Out of Space.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was kind of wacky. And
there's some hit and miss stuff, but it's pretty fucking pretty good.
Gretel and Hansel, I thought, was
I agree.
Real pretty good. Good. Pretty good.
I love the style of Gretel and Hansel.
Yeah. Rhett really liked Extraordinary.
I did.
I liked Uncle Peckerhead quite a bit.
I liked Hunter Hunter, which is kind of a last minute thing. You guys, I don't know if you guys saw that.
Did not see it.
It's fucking, I'd highly recommend. Well, that to most of the horror crowd, honestly, because you know, even if you didn't like the whole movie, if you're a horror guy, you'll like that ending. Because
runners up for worst movie of the year, we got Freaky, because fuck Freaky.
Oh yeah,
we got Blood Quantum, because fuck Blood Quantum.
I don't know if it's that. Yep. I would say worst of the year.
It's up there.
It's up there, dude. It's fucking up there, bro. it's fucked. Yeah. For me, VFW, because. Fuck VFW.
Damn, he's being mean, Matt. You're in
this shit. I don't even.
La Llorona, not the fucking Blumhouse one. I mentioned it before.
I'm out.
The La Llorona that is currently on Shudder is fucking really good. Another topical horror film.
Cool.
Sputnik is a runner up, I'd say. I didn't like the second half as much.
Sputnik.
Mutant Blast, like I said, is a runner up for me. The film that I meant, it's horror adjacent at best, but Baccarat. The one that I mentioned last week.
Yeah.
That shit is fucking good. I think you would really like that, Jorge.
Ooh, 2020 is The Call.
I liked The Relic a lot.
I did not.
Matt did not. It's not anywhere near my top five, but I think it's very well done.
Book of Blood was awful.
Should we talk about any series this year that cranked it out?
Real quick, before we do. I do want to mention, I'm really glad the power of rewatching is important because The Lodge was in my head as being in my top five for some reason all year. And then I'm like, no, I need to actually rewatch this.
And you realize how shit it is?
No, I realize that I like the movie, but it's nowhere near as good as most of the films I just mentioned. Nope. So you would have been, imagine if I had The Lodge and Possessor in my top five.
I mean, I would not have been surprised.
So I would not do this. I would not do the show.
I would not have been happy.
You really enjoyed Bly Manor.
Yeah, Bly Manor was great. I don't remember like really any other shows that came out this year. Money Heist. Oh God, that was fucking. Oh,
that's
this
the
year.
One with that's the Wesley one on, Snipes. Denzel Washington.
Ooh,
Wesley
yeah.
Snipes
on the tower
on the train.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, heist that's
the Italian Money Heist. Job. Not. I mean, it's great.
Not horror.
Not a
God
horror.
Damn, it was good. Yeah, I don't really remember. I really appreciated that they brought back Unsolved Mysteries this year. I was a little disappointed with you know how it turned out, but.
I watched very little series stuff at all this year. You know? I still haven't even watched a single episode of Mandalorian or fucking any of that, man.
Yeah, I can't really think of any series.
Lovecraft Country was pretty good. Enjoyed that. Lock and Key was this year also.
Oh, that was really good.
That's a really good show.
I like that.
Umbrella Academy.
Hellstrom was...
New season of Umbrella Academy.
Don't watch it. Don't see it. Truth Seekers, I... had trouble finishing that. Had trouble finishing. it's not a great series after all. But if you enjoy British humor, it's probably.
Oh yeah, like that movie you like, Get Duked.
I did not like Get Duked. By the way, that's not British. That's it's Irish
or Scottish.
Scottish.
It sounds like Scottish because it's duked.
Yeah. Duked.
You ever get duped in your views?
The Scotsmen are the type to get fucking duked.
Yeah. Same thing. Castlevania. So you watched Castlevania this year, right?
Was that this year?
Or was this year season last year? Season 3? No say. Sabrina got canceled. Did it? After this last season.
Oh, it's probably not good.
Let's see. I think that's it. Yeah. I think that's... The Outsider. It's okay. I would watch it if you enjoyed the book, but don't dip your toe if you're not a fan of Stephen King shit, because it's some Stephen-ass King shit. That's all I got to say about that.
I'm not a fan.
It didn't wrap up well, right?
No, it didn't. It wrapped up pretty fucky. It's okay, though.
Oh, Puka Lives, or Puka, the second Puka came out this year. That was good, too. I like that.
Cool. Oh, boy. Well. Yeah.
2020. Huzzah. No more problems in the world ever.
Except for people are so gratifying. People are storming the castle.
Yeah.
Getting arrested.
Have fun storming the
killing
castle.
Killing cops.
This was a year for the show, too, where we started embracing themes and stuff like that.
Yeah, so that was fun. That worked out well.
So we'll probably likely do some more of that.
Yeah, we wanted to do Monster Month for January until COVID kind of
disrupted,
put the kibosh on that. But yeah, I have no idea what we're doing next. We were going to figure that out all week, and we didn't.
Well, there's a few options. Maybe we can discuss after we wrap it up.
Yeah. Off of the episode. We'll
pull back each other's foreskin and get going.
Please and thank you. All right. Well, that's
wait. You still have foreskin?
Wait a minute. No.
Damn. You got an anteater?
That's no, the Who Goes Your Podcast for episode 292.
It just bunches up sometimes.
The year wrap up. I mean, despite COVID and despite our continuously aggravating government, I think this was a great year.
The government is hella tight.
Totally sucks, you motherfucker. The government totally sucks.
Yeah.
Ben Franklin was a rebel indeed. Ben he liked Franklin to get naked while he smoked on the weed.
He stuck on the D.
Yeah.
With your views.
Your fields.
Hey, you know what libertarians are? They're like, have you tried being racist and smoking weed, dude?
You ever done both, bro?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. That's it. We're done with this episode. It's. We'll see you next week when we talk about
something
good,
something pretty good. Maybe Dark and the Wicked. Maybe we'll delve further into the universe, and Matt will watch it for the first time.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys. Thank you. Love you. We'll see you. The rest of the year, probably.
Yeah, thank you, good friends.
Unless, you know, Trump.
You think he'll cancel our show?
No, I mean, he might just fucking nuke the entire country.
It would suck if he loved the show. how free they talk.
We've got one ping in Washington, D.C., and it's like Trump just downloading our fucking episodes. I love when they say retard.
Fuck.
Does he have a southern accent? He doesn't have a southern accent.
Bye, Sophia. Thanks, that's nice of you guys.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.